Thank you. I would like to welcome the delegation of Ukraine and the report's concise follow-up on recommendations during Ukraine's last review. We encourage Ukraine to continue in its efforts, for example, in the justice sector reform and for creating an enabling environment for journalists and media professionals. Referring to reports about cases of torture and ill-treatment and other human rights violations by law enforcement officials, we hope that the establishment of an independent SBI will improve the situation. The difficult situation of internally displaced persons and the number of victims of human trafficking in Ukraine are also worrying. Austria welcomes the request by Ukraine of an expert opinion by the Venice Commission and hopes that Ukraine will closely cooperate with the Council of Europe as well as the OSCE High Commissioner on Minority Issues in order to address concerns regarding rights of persons belonging to minorities and educational reform. Austria recommends to ensure that the justice sector reform strategy for 2015 to 2020 is further implemented to improve access to justice, strengthen independence, and eliminate corruption. To urgently ratify and implement the Istanbul Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence against Women and Domestic Violence. To implement the recommendations of the latest report by the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine of September 2017, notably to develop a national mechanism to make available to civilian victims of the conflict adequate, effective, prompt, and appropriate remedies, including reparation, and to swiftly ratify the Rome Statute of the ICC. Our full statement will be uploaded.